podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York, and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Now, if you've been an actor for 27 years, trained at the Anisher Theatre, was a founder member of the Black Theatre Cooperative, has taken part in the series No Problem, and of course Desmond's, a variety of other things, you're going to say that you are a true legend. And indeed, we're delighted to be able to welcome that legend of the acting world to talk about his current role as Ike Turner, of course, in the current sort of tremendous tour of Soul Sister, the fabulous Chris Tummings. Are you there, Chris?
Hello. That's a really lovely introduction to you.
It's crucial. It's absolutely essential you work through that. I mean, Desmond's, I mean, there are so many people who were influenced by that as in the 80s. It's just fantastic, you know. It's that hairdressing, brilliant, you know.
Oh, yeah. It was a good day. Yeah.
Exactly. And Anna Scher, I well remember Una Kirsch from Anna Scher, who was another...
Oh, yes. Yes,
confirm. Oh, well, you must...
Actress, yeah.
In the bizarre sort of world, Una Kirsch shares her birthday with J.R.R. Tolkien and myself. We're both born on the... all born on the 3rd of January. She doesn't talk about that these days, but whatever. pass it on. Anyway, moving onwards, you are currently in the fabulous Soul Sister. It's a Bill Kenwright production. It's coming up north, which is brilliant from that point of view. And it's one of those roles where initially it's a bit like sort of, is it Beauty and the Beast? Is he the manipulator? Is he the sort of the soul who kind of does for Tina, etc.? Or would Tina Turner have been Tina without Ike?
Well, obviously, Tina wouldn't have been Tina without Ike, but the show covers their 20-year relationship, the ups and downs, the good times and the bad times. Of course, Ike is the villain of the piece, but in the show, he's not just simply the bad man. You get to find out the different layers of him.
You kicked off, obviously, at the Grand Opera House in York. I think it should have actually been the Grand Opera, the Old Opry in Nashville, personally, but that's a different line. But York, obviously, watched for that. And since then, obviously, Milton Keynes has been there. You've been over the seas to Dublin. How's the tour been going in general?
Oh, I'm still enjoying it. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have toured before and hit most of these venues before. So for this time, it's my second time round. So I'm visiting old haunts and visiting old audiences and still enjoying myself. The tour's going very well. Everybody still really loves it.
And, of course, it is next week that the Civic Theatre Darlington is graced by your presence, which is wonderful stuff on that basis.
Right. And Darlington I've never been to before, so here we go.
Well, that's if you want to communicate with the natives, Chris, I gather they refer to it as Darlow, all right? So it's Darlow. That's just a little thing.
Darlow.
Darlow, exactly. So, and then in an astonishing twist of bizarre logic, you stay in the Northeast because after that you're up at the Mill Tyne Theatre in Newcastle.
In Newcastle, yep. Great theatre. Can't wait till we get back there.
Exactly, you know, because normally I would have figured you go from Darlington to maybe Exeter, and then you go to sort of maybe Swansea, and then you're actually over to Newcastle. But who would have thought?
I think it's empty bookings. I think it's wherever the theatres were empty, we just across the country.
It's working through that. I mean, the whole sort of notion of the show itself, it's an interesting sort of take because it's become a phenomenon certainly the last 20 years, really, probably since We Will Rock You and a variety of things, and obviously Mamma Mia, which was a different line of things, where we have, you know, music that's already there and is made, and then suddenly it's a case of, well, let's do a musical about it. I mean, would you define it as the show itself as a musical? Would you say it was, no, it's a drama with music added? How would you sort of see it yourself?
Well, it's actually, because it's actually a play with music.
Yeah.
It's a play with music. the book is of, it's not Shakespeare, but it's a story of Ike and Tina's life. And we're trying to cover 20 years of their life, and to do that in 2 hours, you have to make some really clever decisions about what parts of the life you're going to play in.
It's literally a year every 2 minutes, really. You know, you can't get with that.
That's right. So, so we're playing all the songs and telling as much of the story we can in an honest light.
Yeah. I'm interested to see that, obviously, after Newcastle in December, you go international because it's the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh and then over to The Hague in the Netherlands.
Oh, I can't wait. I've played Amsterdam before, but never The Hague. Yeah. And, of course, it's always a pleasure to do Edinburgh. And this time I'll be at the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh, and I can't wait.
It's the World Forum Theatre. I'm thinking in many ways, then, as far as our Dutch friends are concerned, listening on podcasts and various other things, they could see Soul Sister as the equivalent to a Dutch pantomime. Maybe not, I don't know. You know, you can't have Tina suddenly saying, he's behind you! Or maybe you aren't, but still. It's a thought. Chris, we always like to sort of give a little bit of a slight spin on these interviews. How else can we differentiate ourselves from BBC Radio 1 or One Extra? That's the important thing.
We did a press junket for all the Dutch press and radio, and they're really keen to have it. And it's going to be far back there because we're there for New Year as well, so. We'll be whipping up with a new year in Holland.
And obviously, Chris, the focus is on your good self today, but the person who actually plays Tina is quite a talented lass in her own right. Would you like to give a full name check to Emmy as well?
I will do, yes. I must say, there are two wonderful ladies who play the part of Tina. Emmy Wacoma is a fantastic young actress. She plays the lead. She's the number one Tina. But when she's unwell and when she has a sore throat, a fantastic young actress steps in. Her name is Rochelle Neal. So I'm picking up both of these actresses because they both work really, really hard, and they are both fantastic.
Very good. That's, and back to the West End, do you think, after Holland? Do you think we could sort of look to go back into town and sort of open it up from that point of view?
Well, apparently nobody's told me we're continuing touring until June next year.
Oh.
So maybe after June next year, then we go back into the West End. But we're doing all the major towns and cities as of February.
See, that's the thing with Bill Kenwright Productions. He's not just an Everton director and fan. He kind of manages to spread the goodness around the country, which is wonderful from that point of view. It's great stuff.
No, he's got a team of hard workers behind him.
So. Well, very, very, very true. A reminder, of course, that as the tour is still up and running. Soul Sister is the go-to production, etc. Certainly if you're in the northeast, as far as Darlington and Newcastle are actually concerned. But then if you fancy going to Edinburgh, I mean, I'm sure actually there should be some sort of case in point for actually getting a radio crew. Maybe Siren FM, maybe Southside Broadcasting, and we actually follow Soul Sister on tour, really. Kind of like DW Pennybacker used to do with Bob Dylan, basically, kind of behind the scenes. Just a thought.
That's a great idea.
I'm sure
we welcome that. I think we should do a TV reality show about following Toast around.
Do you know, exactly, a TV reality show with real actors. I mean, there's a novel thing, isn't it? You know, genuinely people who have been trained to actually perform. Fantastic.
Yeah, real actors playing real things.
I know. It's almost as drastic as saying you should actually have Australian soap stars appearing in British pantomimes. It's not going to happen. Never mind. There's a whole new world. Chris, listen, it's been fabulous just shooting the breeze, so to speak, with respect to your work in Soul Sister, etc. We have Nutbush City Limits lined up, musically speaking. Do you think that's a fair choice to actually... I mean, I know, obviously, say, what? No River Deep, Mountain High? But, you know, we didn't have that on the system, amazingly. So Nutbush City Limits, it's kind of the era of Ike and Tina, and certainly Tina's performing it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the one she wrote.
Exactly. Yeah, I think we'll go with that. But we have two critical questions to ask you beforehand, and these are the essential sort of things. First of all, Chris Dummings, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us on the Midweek Drive and Southside Broadcasting today?
I think you've totally woken me up. I'm expecting another wonderful day after this.
Very positive. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to hopefully featuring you again, either whilst you're on tour or certainly when you return, and having the return of Chris Tummings back to the airwaves of Siren and Southside?
I'd be extremely angry if I didn't, and if you didn't invite me back.
We will go for that. Chris Tummings, we salute you. Have a great day. And here's Tina and Ike.
I thank you.